So we say a lot of brachos in the beginning of davening. Shulchan Aruch says, when you hear the sound of a tarnagol, you say, "Nosim sechavivina." When you get dressed, you say, "Mal b'sharumim." When you place your hand on your eyes, you say, "Pukeh chivrim." When you sit down, you say, "Matira surim." When you stand up, you strain yourself out, you say, "Zokef kefufim." When you place your legs on the ground, you say, "Rokar et salamayim." When you put on your shoes, you say, "Sha'asawi kol tzarki." When you start walking, you say, "Amechem et sedei gaver." When you gird yourself with your belt, you say, "Ozer yisrael begvura," etc. These are many of the brachos that we say in the morning. Makes a lot of sense. Says Shulchan Aruch, nowadays, when our hands are not clean, and in other words, we touch a lot of parts of our body, and there are many people who don't know how to make these brachos at the proper time, so therefore Shulchan Aruch says, we therefore say them in shul, back to back to back, boom, 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 the chazan gets up and says them, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can be yotze the kahal, the tzibor, even if someone understands how to make the brachas themselves, you can be yotze with those brachas by saying amen. However, the Mishnah Berurah notes that the minug is u'bizmanenu aminug shekol echad mevarach b'fnei atzmo bein hashatz motzi shamadim. In general, we say amen to the chazan, but everyone makes these brachas by themselves. All is good. The problem is there is one bracha here which doesn't fit the rest of the brachas, and that is sha'asali kol tzarki, that Hashem does everything for me. Now, what does that mean? Question number one, we have two questions on it. Question number one is, if you think about it, it's in past tense. All the other brachas are lashon beinoni, which is like hoved, present tense, that God continuously gets me clothes. He continuously opens up my eyes. He continuously, I remember what the lashon is, pokeach ivrim. It's that he's mal b'sharum. He consistently does this. He's no sein lasech vivina. But she'asali kol tzarki is a very weird bracha. I say it all the time, every day. I say it every day. I never really thought about this until you start preparing the chabura. It's very weird. It is actually past tense. So how do we understand this bracha? Six answers. Answer number one, it's wrong. Some people have the girsa, including the Baal Shem Tov. It's ha'oseli kol tov, that Kaddish Baruch Hu does from a consistent basis. That would be great, make a lot of sense, but that's not what our art scroll sitter says, and therefore don't change the girsa. Answer number two, the Vilna Gaon says it's al pi sod. It's depth, kabbalistic. Even though now I'm 40, I'm not going to take a stab at what that means, but it's a kabbalistic reason why it says it that way. Okay. Answer number three is because when do you make this bracha, according to Shulchan Aruch? After you put on your shoes. What do you got to do before making the bracha if you touch your shoes?
Wash your hands.
So therefore, it's sha'asali kol tzarki. You're only going to make this bracha a few seconds later or a few minutes later after you wash your hands, even though you put on your shoes already. Therefore, it's past tense, referring to the fact that the shoes that you just put on, and therefore it's past tense. Answer number four, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, is because all the other brachas, you need them the rest of the day. Imagine if God, Chas V'Shalom, took away your eyesight in the middle of the day. It wouldn't help you that you made a bracha in the beginning and that God gave you eyesight for the first hour of the day. You need your eyesight the rest of the day. You need to be able to stand the whole day. You know what you don't need the whole day? Shoes. And so therefore, the bracha is not on the actual wearing of the shoes. It's the gift of that we own shoes. So therefore, since it's a past tense, we were gifted with shoes, says Reb Chaim. Therefore, the bracha is actually past tense. Fifth answer is, and the Siv Bina says, well, what is this bracha referring to? Why is it referring to shoes? Asali kol tzarki? Who says it has anything to do with shoes? It's actually a machlokas rishonim what the bracha refers to. Does it refer to shoes, or does it refer to all the little things that Hashem does for me? In fact, what's the girsa? Sha'asali kol tzarki. Some have the girsa. Sha'asali kol tzarachai, which is plural. That Hashem gives us all our needs, not only shoes. So if you say it's referring to shoes, huh? Well, that would make sense, correct. But it's towards the end, but it's not exactly the last one. But yeah, but what about, so if you say it's referring to your shoes, though, it's really actually not a bracha only on shoes. God gives you clothes. Everyone needs clothes. You can't walk around naked. Don't try that at home. But you know what you can do? And I remember the famous story. I'm going to make fun of myself on tape here. One year, I forgot and I wore leather shoes, Yom Kippur. It's Yom Israel. Embarrassing, should be embarrassing. What was I supposed to do? So immediately when someone pointed out to me 10 seconds into Yom Kippur, I took off my shoes and I walked home barefoot, even though you could probably wear it, but I was too embarrassed to just walk home barefoot. You don't need shoes. Meaning you could wear shoes, but you don't need to wear shoes. And therefore, so since you need clothes, so shoes are just an add-on. Also, we call tzarkit that Hashem also gave me shoes. It's not that it's past tense, because it's really referring back to the earlier bracha. God clothed me, and also he gave me shoes. So therefore, it's a past tense. It's not that he continuously gives, because the emphasis is on connecting it to the previous bracha. However, you should know, many say that this bracha actually does not only refer to shoes. It refers to every little thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. The Reb Pinkus in Nefesh Shimshin has a very interesting vart. He says, you ever move a house? Ever move? So he says, Reb Pinkus writes, when he was moving in those days, he told the moving truck, he only needs a small truck, because he had a small little one-bedroom, I guess, two-bedroom apartment. How much stuff does he have in his apartment? He says, the truck, his friend said, no, order the big truck. He said, okay, I'll order the big truck. A friend tells him, trust me. Sure enough, you don't realize how much garbage, how much junk you have in your little apartment that needs to get transferred to the next apartment. You have box after box after box. How much can fit in? Why? It's sha'aso we call tzarki. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all these little things. That's what's included in it. Answer number six says, Sanz Kleisenberger Rebbe, the reason why it says sha'aso in past tense is because you think about it, it's a bigger emuna. It's a bigger belief in God to say, God gave me everything I need, and to say, God gives me everything I need. Because God gives me everything I need implies that what? You still need stuff from God. God continuously gives me. Tomorrow, God's going to give me. And the next day, God's going to give me more. That's not as much of an emunah, belief in God, as God gave me already everything I need. I need nothing else more from Him. That's a greater mitzvah. That's a greater emunah. And therefore, he says, that's why it's in past tense. Final question then is, okay, but what about there's a weird word in Sha'asa we call Tzarki? No? Which of the four words are the weirdest? Sha'asa, Li. All the other brachas are for Klal Yisrael. Ma'al b'sharumim. Right? Pokeach Ivrim. God opens up the eyes of the blind. He clothes the unclothed. That's for everyone. So what's Sha'asa Li? What's the emphasis on me? Yeah? So listen to this. So what's the reason? So the Aruch HaShulchan asks this question, and he says, don't think too hard. Ube'emes, einon yuchon lam without time shel davar. Don't think too hard about this. Sheish brachas blashin yachid, kamo shasa we call tzarki amavir shena me'inoi. V'yesh blashin rabim, kamo pekech ivrim abishrim. Some are private, some are public for multiple people, some are for single, for just for you. No rhyme or reason at all. Okay. Answer number two is because what do we say the bracha is primarily referring to? Your what? Putting on your shoes. Clothes, you could wear many size clothes. Matter. One of my kids put on a size 8 shirt, even though he was a size 10. And he managed to get to shul until he came home. My wife caught him and said, you realize you're wearing a younger brother's shirt. And then the day, it doesn't make a difference. Your size 8 could fit on a 10 shirt, because it doesn't make so much of a difference. But shoes, if you don't have the right size shoes, it doesn't make, then it's going to cause you a lot of problems. Also, we call tzarki, shoes are something which are specific to me. Answer number three says Rivo Sefraim, a beautiful answer. He says, listen to this. He says, because every single person has different needs. I know what I need. I can't say that Hashem gave you everything that you need. I'm sure he did, but I can't say that. Because you may have your own unique needs. I have my own unique needs. So also we call tzarki is a bracha, which, look, I see Hashem gave you clothes. I could say that. I see you could see. So therefore I could say pokeach ivrim. But I can't say that God gave you everything specifically that you need. I just don't know. I'm not in your shoes. I don't know what's on your mind, what you need. So therefore it has to be shasa we call tzarki. Final answer is a very powerful answer. Sha'asa we call tzarki says the Rivo Sefraim is really a bracha on our very existence. It's sha'asa we call tzarki that God created me as a person, etzem atzmosai, me as myself, me and I'm a unique person. Every individual is a unique person. So therefore the bracha of sha'asa we call tzarki is actually only an individual bracha that we recite for ourselves, not for all of Klal Yisrael. We should have zochet, have kavanah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does give us all our needs. He should give Klal Yisrael all their needs as well.